This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back in the fold here at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The power of persuasion. Got a problem? Do you let the problem take over? I sound like Delilah a little bit here.
Just a bit.
Yeah, really. She's one of the extraordinary 12-steppers who has been through pretty much everything in her life. I think your father was responsible for her becoming national. She had a lot of interesting things to say about her own experiences, and that kind of makes for the best personality on the radio. When people can identify, she's had a number of divorces, she lost a son to drugs, and she's got 12 kids. She has originally was from Seattle, and she went to the East Coast and got discovered by your father and another broadcaster. And, basically the rest of the story is pretty obvious. She'd become very successful. She has an interesting message. And it's also sort of the behind the scenes. Sometimes people, and this is a story I think worth telling so that people know what the inside workings are of some of your favorite radio programs. In a situation like this, where you and I are on the air and we're live and we're talking about issues, you can't can that and break it up and do other things with it. Whereas with the technology that's available today, and this isn't, I hope that you'll find this interesting, the reality of what goes on a program, you think you're listening to her as she's doing, and many of the other shows. I listen to a couple of local programs here that are music-based. Many of the music-based formats and programs are not live. It sounds like they're live because they're pretty good at doing using the technology. You even do some of that stuff, don't you, for other stations? You do what they call voice tracking. You are on stations and you sort of not necessarily introduce songs, but you provide content.
Yeah, one of my last jobs, I was. I did a live morning show and then the midday show, but I had other things I had to do, so that midday show was tracked. And what a lot of people, too, that I've noticed, not only do they think that the shows are live, they think that they are being broadcast at their local station, that these people actually live in the town,
in the station,
in their city.
In the town.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's good, because people like to have a local identity.
It's great. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. And I think Delilah's the queen of that. She, in between the record, they basically set up the studio so that when the phone number is given in the afternoon in Seattle where she is, the phones start ringing and she talks to people and they voice track it and they edit it and they put it on between the music. But she's not there in the studio at midnight sweating away waiting for the next phone call. That's not how it works. Anyway, a little inside radio, inside baseball.
Giving away all the secrets.
I know, that's okay. Nobody minds that. Little technology news and information here from Apple. Here you go. If you have a new, Victoria used to laugh at me because I didn't know what some of these things stood for. We used to have her do a technology report. iOS. Isn't that operating system something? What's the iOS? It's what kind of operating system? What does I mean?
That's what Apple's is. So,
oh, okay.
The Androids, this is the Android operating system. And then Apple's is, I can't remember what the I stands for, but that's specifically for Apple products. It's the iOS system.
All right.
And you know what CAPTCHA is, right?
No.
You've never done the CAPTCHAs?
It's when you're trying to log into
something and you get this grid of all these little different pictures and it's
picture. Pick an apple, pick a railroad car, pick a bicycle or an airplane.
Fire hydrants.
Right. Yeah, right.
To show that you're an actual human being and not some AI. And would you have ever thought that you'd be having to tell a technology that you're a real human being? so much in your life.
Yeah,
that's why Apple is kind of like, yeah, let's do something about this. So their new iOS feature will, the new iOS which will feature this is out later this year at some point, but it has these little personal token things where your phone can automatically tell whatever website you're going to that, yes, this is a real human being, this is not a bot, this is not artificial intelligence, and it will bypass those captchas.
Really? It's like gotcha. Capture is like gotcha in a manner of speaking, right? Gotcha.
In a way, it stands for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. That's
wow.
What it stands for.
I never knew that. Good for you. All right. So now we all know you're going to remember. There'll be a test on this later in the hour. And
yeah.
First prize will be listening to the next hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you like that? So Jay has a great deal of discipline. I find that she's a mother. Sometimes you can hear Mac, her two-year-old, on the air, and I think that's completely acceptable. I think it gives you that humanity. You know, again, what's so good about personality radio and talk radio is that what's going on. I have no qualms about having the audience know what's going on. People say, oh, what's that baby? That doesn't sound professional. What do you mean? What does it mean to sound professional? That's, you know, I have, after all these years of doing this, I don't know that I have a definition of what's professional. If it feels good and feels like people will be interested in it, then it's okay. That's, as far as I'm concerned, that's how it works. Speaking of people, a couple of people in the news, Katie Ledecky. Apparently quite a good swimmer, eh?
Got a that's world... putting it lightly.
Yeah. Wow, this is something special. What did she
extended
win?
Extended her record wins with her 17th swimming world title. Her victory was pretty comfortable. She was about 10 seconds off of her last world record, so she didn't break another world record. She has the fastest times, the 13 fastest times ever in swimming. So she's just kind of breaking. She's really only up against herself anymore, it seems. She has 20 career medals total. So this is her 17th world title. 20 medals, 20 career medals. For women's swimming, and that actually ties fellow American Natalie Coughlin, who also has 20 career medals. So she's not done yet. She is going to keep going until I think she physically cannot go anymore.
Well, you know what it takes? The physical prowess, the strength that it takes. The women and men who do this are usually, they're bulky, but it's not the same kind of bulk as a bodybuilder might have. It's the sinewy muscle that gives them strength. And you have to, the act of swimming can build up your strength and your musculature to give you that, the breathing. You have techniques that, the synchronicity of moving one's arms and legs together. I always have found that, you know, it's the old expression, right, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's an accomplishment for me.
Oh, no, it's this joke in my circle that I can't walk, talk, and breathe all three at the same time. I always find myself out of breath. I blame my asthma, but I'm sure it's just an inability.
Yeah. She's tall, too, isn't she?
She
looks
is.
Like she's tall. Yeah.
Yeah. No, oh, she is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, she good
is.
For her.
She's
all right, congratulations to her. Another name in the news is Rob Gronkowski. Too bad Jennifer's not here to talk about his retiring again. He's 33 years old. I think this is yet another one of his moves, if you will, aimed at whatever. I think as long as Brady stays at Tampa Bay, he'll stay there too.
Well, see, that's what his agent apparently has said, that he thinks, because Gronkowski already retired. He said he was done. He truly meant it. And then Brady came back, he came back, all that stuff. And Gronk's agent has actually said if Brady calls him and gives a hard press push to, like, okay, come on, will you just come play with me for one more year? Gronk might actually be peer pressured into accepting it.
Yeah, right. Why not?
But we'll see. Right now he says that his body's kind of done.
Well, they seem to have a great working relationship and a great friendship. And Gronkowski is, if nothing else, kind of a character. under the, you know, and under the blue sky of just being able to get away with most anything, he has that look on his face when he does silly stuff.
Yeah, and so he can become a sports commentator.
Yeah, Gronk. What a name. 16 past the hour, the Supreme Court and gun crimes after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Keep your time and your money. Okay, here we go. I'm not.
Yeah, that one was a little bit more rough than the last.
Thank you. Thanks for your support, Jay. The Supremers. Couple of decisions get to the end of the season, end of June. Lots of stuff is starting to trickle out. Like this is a 7-2 decision, which is kind of interesting because the conservatives and the liberals voted together for the most part. Only one dissenter and one didn't vote. The case before them involved a fellow named Justin Taylor, who 20 years ago was a marijuana dealer in Richmond, Virginia. Government said he sold large quantities of marijuana to other dealers who distributed it. He and another man planned to steal money from a buyer in 2003, and in the robbery, the accomplice fatally shot this man. He was charged with attempted Hobbs Act robbery, which is a federal crime punishable by 20 years in the slammer. He also was charged under a federal statute that outlines mandatory minimum sentences for using a firearm in connection with a crime of violence. So apparently his lawyers fought that one all the way to the Supreme Court, and the justices said that the law can't be used to lengthen the sentences of criminals convicted of specific attempted robberies. So you can't get more time on top of the original crime for doing, you kill the guy, that's it. How many times can you kill him, I suppose? Taylor got a 30-year sentence, 10 years more than he should have received if he got 10 more years for the robbery on top of the murder. So I have no sympathy for him. I think he should have stayed. And I think murderers go to jail and they just stay there. Don't.
Yeah.
No, you're done. Finished. So it's interesting how they parse the law here. Also, the Supreme Court blocked Oklahoma cities from ticketing trains for blocking the highway. That was pretty interesting. Give that engineer a ticket. 21 after the hour.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joint.
Recognizable. And don't forget, as we get back into our discussions here, it's the time in each hour where Jay and I, mostly Jay, discusses what's going on, the trending stuff in social media. Yeah, more celebrity gossip than anything else. So you hear that riff from a Fleetwood Mac tune, which brings us around to Brett Tuggle, who is a keyboardist, played for Fleetwood Mac, also was in the Rick Springfield band. Here's a guy suffering with cancer. You can tell by looking at his pictures, Jay, how this is.
It's just so sad to hear the news of his death.
Well, you look at these guys, you know how they live. They abuse themselves with drugs and alcohol and all kinds of stuff. You know, you look at the faces of any of them. I remember once actually looking at David Lee Roth, for example. Man, this guy, tough. Just really rough. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, what about Alice Cooper? Or what about Kiss? Well, that's makeup more than anything. Although Alice Cooper, I think, didn't Alice Cooper have some problems with, a lot of problems with drugs, seems to me. And,
yeah, and so many of them, they did live fast and hard once upon a time.
Yep.
And then they've cleaned up. And they realized that if they want to keep doing what they're doing at their age, they need to take better care of their health.
We all look at the Rolling Stones and wonder how any of those guys are still walking the planet because of what they look like and how they've lived. Anyway, also with Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham says he would reconcile with Stevie Nicks if there's another Fleetwood Mac reunion. He says you have to forgive and move on. I thought that was interesting, kind of a lot of hubris, since he was the jerk in the relationship. and I'll forgive her, yeah. Okay, you're the jerk, not her. Anyway, so that's the story update.
Man,
on
the stories that we don't even know, I'm sure, in terms of Fleetwood Mac.
Right. Yeah.
Good grief.
Well, Christy McVie, and I remember an interview with her husband, or he was married at one point in time. I mean, they all took their turns with each other, as did ABBA. Now, look at all these groups that tour together. They kind of all swap off. That's their lifestyle. Okay, well, you can have her tonight, and I'll take him. And that's, you know, I think Stevie Nicks. I think Stevie Nicks is one of the sexiest women alive, if I can say. There's something about her and the way she moves herself when she's singing. It's just, you know who else I think is, everybody laughs at me, Maim, you're teaching me how to pronounce Maim.
You like to look at her. You'll get to saying her name. Maim Bialik.
Bialik.
She's adorable.
I think she is.
I want to be her friend. I love her so much.
Anyway, she's tested positive for COVID just like you.
Yeah,
no joke.
She had some tough symptoms. She said that she has a thyroid issue and severe asthma, so that definitely puts her immunocompromised, and she's scared of it. But fortunately, she has said that she had the sniffles, and I know that sounds like not so much, but everything else, that congestion really can build up and get into your lungs. She was in pain, having head issues. She said that it felt like the worst case of mono she's ever had in her life. She hopes her symptoms will pass quickly, along with the exhaustion and this tightness in her chest that was scaring her. But she also released a second statement that some of her symptoms are finally starting to ease up. She thinks she has quite a little bit more before she's symptom free, but it's at least not continuing to get worse.
Yeah, I just think she's cute as a button. Anyway, so hopefully you hold a good thought for her, and she'll be better as you with you. Now, here you are, a trooper. You've got COVID, and your son's sick, and you're here sounding not sniffly. You're on it. And it's, you know what? One of the things that teaches us is sometimes it's not all in your head, but you can, if you want to forge ahead, you can. Sometimes, people say, oh, I'm feeling terrible today. Yeah, okay, that's, I understand.
These may be uncertain
times. Can you do your job?
Ever mind over pliable thermometers. Protect your family.
28 past the hour.
Temporal scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Primary elections and some runoffs took place Tuesday in D.C., Alabama, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Despite being outspent at least 11-1, Chris West defeated Jeremy Hunt in the Republican primary runoff. That's in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District. Virginia's Republican congressional candidate Derek Anderson tells One America News the minority of military vet candidates are fed up watching the business in D.C. and are now running for office.
Right now, our Congress is composed of 17% veterans, which is the lowest it's been since the beginning of World War II. I think they're pretty fed up at what's going on in our country and how it's being run.
The South Dakota Senate on Tuesday convicted Attorney General Jason Roundsburg of two impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal accident. removing and barring him from future office. Stanley Cup Game 4 is tonight. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-1. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the nation awaits the Supreme Court's decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax Tuesday said he fears Democrat activists will lose their minds and there will be organized riots staged nationwide and the Department of Justice will just watch without enforcing the law.
Sadly, organized riots. I fear we're going to see organized violence. I think we're going to see something very similar to what we saw in 2020 with the Antifa and Black Lives riots across the country. We're already seeing Democratic politicians directing violent rioters to go to the justices' homes, to threaten the justices' homes. We saw someone arrested for attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh, and I think we're deliberately going to see violence used as a tool of political terrorism by the left. And I got to say, Sean, it's infuriating that Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, refuses to enforce the law. It is a federal crime to protest at a justice's home while a case is pending. The Department of Justice under Biden refuses to enforce that law. We're seeing pro-life centers, pregnancy centers targeted, firebombed, and the Department of Justice is not doing a thing about it.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are lining up in the southeast sky this month. It will peak on Friday. Get your tickets now because this won't happen again until 2040. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here it is, warning time at 34 after the hour. This is how ridiculous and sensitive people are to this. Even what I say about Donald Trump or what you said, what we might say here, this is an opinion-based program. Take the news, take the events, take the issues, and talk about them. And so I get a warning from somebody, I beg of you, stop dissing Trump. I love your show, but once you do, you lose half your audience. You know what? I can't listen to that because our current president is doing such damage. Yeah, he is. The current president
is exclusive.
Sucks. He's terrible. But Trump also, the issues here, why is it that it is so much a part? I don't understand it. That's what I guess I look at this woman and she says, I love your show, my down to earth comments. I listen to his health shows as well. Thank you. God love you, yada, yada. But come on. What is there about the message? It makes no sense to me. And it's dangerous to have one person have that much influence. We were talking about the results of the Georgia primaries and stuff. I mean, this guy's not a god. He's made some serious mistakes, as have we all. And so I don't want to hold him. I don't put him on a pedestal. I have liked his policies, but I don't like his demeanor. I don't like, I think being in somebody else's face never fixes anything. So anyway, that's my...
Well, but also, his name keeps infiltrating other stories. We're talking about how a lot of these primaries, in the story, people's identifiers are whether or not they're Trump supporters or opposers, opposition. And it's one of those things of like, why are we even talking about Trump in this primary?
Right. What is that?
This person
is that
supported
issue?
Him or didn't support him.
Right.
Is Trump the platform? No, absolutely not. It doesn't matter if you're for or against him. What's the platform these people are running on, and why did they get elected?
And why is that the litmus test for a good radio program? I lose half the audience. What's that about? Is that because they think they can find something else? I'm saying this, and I don't want to sound smug, but there's not another radio program around that sounds like this. This is, as your father says, the other show. It's the other program because we don't take that same approach. But if I see something, I'm going to say something. Or if I think something, that's a play on words. If you're at the airport, the announcement's on the loudspeaker. If you see something, say something. Well, I feel strongly about this. I think it is asinine. And by the way, Trump is going to happen. What's happening, what will happen to Trump, like everybody else, is he'll go away. You know, he's not going to live forever. So then what happens? Well, what fills that void? Hello, Dirk. Can we actually have some thought about what's really going on instead of, this stuff? I don't know. Anyway, enough on that. We're talking about the Supreme Court. More rulings are being released. This is a good one. I'm quite happy about this, frankly, because I can't stand Monsanto, can't stand Bayer, can't stand DuPont and Dow Chemical because of the poisons that they put onto, they sell to farmers to basically destroy the land. And farmers say, what do you mean? I get a lot more crops because I use that stuff. Well, what's it doing to your soil? At the end of the day, look at your soil and see how healthy that may be. Anyway, so the Supreme Court rejected a bid to stop Bayer. Bayer had filed an appeal. Bayer owns Monsanto. Monsanto produces Roundup. Roundup produces death. So at this point, it's interesting because the conservatives, and I don't even like saying this, you know, we're taking the Supreme Court apart. Instead of being good jurists, they're judged on whether they're conservative or liberal, which is nonsensical as well. Not the way the founding fathers intended it to be. At any rate, the Supreme Court has rejected the appeal, which would have shut down lawsuits against the parent company is Bayer and the American company is Monsanto. Bayer is a European company, German company, actually. I say this each time we talk about it. Bayer's previous incarnation, the original company was not called Bayer. It's a German name, and they were responsible for developing the gas that was used to kill 6 million people. So that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a company that developed the gas that killed the people in the concentration camps, and then because of what, obviously, that I wish I could find the name. I've looked for it a number of times, Jay. I can't find what they originally were called when they developed this gas. But anyway, they survived by changing their name after World War II, and now they become the largest.
Shady.
Horrible. So they're the largest concentrated manufacturer of this kind of product. Anyway, so they went to the Supreme Court to appeal the lawsuits that claim that Roundup is a killer. Well, it does. It kills weeds and it kills people. And so the judgment, there's a $25 million judgment against them because this is only one of many cases that they keep winding. You see how much money there is in this stuff. If, you know, each time you go to the Supreme Court, how many millions of dollars it costs for you to go, unless you're appearing pro bono. But companies like that spend millions of dollars to go to the high court to have lawyers. And it's probably going to cost them as much to have the lawyers defend them, and I put defend in quotation marks because there's no defense. This is, the Supreme Court takes specific cases and rules on them. So this case was the case of Edwin Hardeman, who is a California farmer, develop cancer from using Roundup to treat the overgrowth of weeds and poison ivy and poison oak. This was a test case for thousands and thousands of similar lawsuits. So if it's $25 million for this one, imagine how much money, how can it be worth it even to sell this Roundup under the circumstances? Well, wouldn't you think they just get it and stop making the stuff? Wouldn't you think they filed the appeal in February of 2020? They say the verdict couldn't be reconciled with sound science. Huh? What the hell are you talking about? Sound science. There's no sound. This is, they're being sued for $63 billion. When you add up all the lawsuits against them, $63 billion. Anyway, there were, Bayer has won, though, some other trials in some state courts against people who claim they got cancer. Imagine, though, going to court, somebody's dying of cancer, and because the business is more important. You know, why don't you just settle? Because this is going to go on. Why do you keep fighting it? Why don't you redo the ingredients, the active ingredients? They sell this herbicide to farmers, and a lot of farmers rely on it heavily to kill the weeds. A lot of people buy it at the, you know, the grocery, at the hardware store or at the big box stores and spray it on the weeds. And if you inhale it, see you later. And how it is this stuff passes the FDA or whatever other scrutiny, Bayer's arguing that the feds have repeatedly determined its products to be safe. Yeah, that's because you buy them off. There's corruption galore in this. So, and
so how do you trust anything anymore?
I don't trust anything that comes out of Bayer.
Products to trust, yeah.
Yeah. They've already spent, they set aside $4.5 billion to deal with the claim. So how much money is there in this stuff? You got to think about it that way as much as anything else. Wow. Unbelievable. You can tell how I get worked up about that. Yeah. These guys, just no good. Russian parents about their sons going to fight in Ukraine up next year on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, 45 after on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So Russian mothers and fathers are kind of getting the drift of what's really going on in Ukraine, Jay, it seems. And so a lot of parents are trying.
They don't want them there.
No, they understand what's going on, and they don't want to send them to fight in Ukraine.
Get one, so, especially the ones who were just in the, what was it, the cruiser that sunk in May?
Yeah.
I mean, this war is 4 months going on. Yeah. And a lot of these people were on that cruiser, and they were told that they wouldn't have to go back to sea. They might be on land or something, and now they're being told they have to go back to sea. And a lot of these parents are like, absolutely not. Just enough is enough.
Yep. And so this has got to get around. At some point in time, one just wonders. This is, by the way, it's called the Committee of Soldiers, Mothers in Russia. Headquartered in Moscow. The Russians, I'm surprised they haven't, Putin hasn't had them blow up the building.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah, and then there's still free gazettes that are happening there, too. So a lot of people are getting the news out. But you have to keep in mind, and I don't mean you specifically, Doug, I mean you in the universal sense, that people in Ukraine are willing to die for their country. They're willing to die for their freedom. They're willing to die for their rights. People in Russia don't, so many don't want to be in, like, they don't want to be part of this war. They are not willing to die for it.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. This thing has gotten so far out of control. The lack of leadership directed. These mothers are doing a better job than the leaders of countries around the world at putting the kibosh. If he can't get people, if you conscript people and make them go, they're not good soldiers. They don't want to be there. So they're going to run and hide. They're going to desert. They're going to be AWOL. That's just the way it is. And this focus is not only on new enlistees, but re-enlisters as well. The psychology of trauma. You know, it sounds like PTSD. That we think we're the only ones who go through that, but apparently a lot of these kids that are fighting in Ukraine are coming back in a basket, a mental basket, because they don't know. I mean, they when they go in, they didn't really know what they were signing up for, and then they find out what they're doing, basically killing their brethren. Who wants to do that in their right mind?
Exactly. You always hear about stories from hospice nurses or medical staff of people who are passing or loved ones who are the caretakers of a their parents or grandparents as they get to the older ages. And so many of them start to have that PTSD comes back, and they make the comments of, we need to get the bodies out of the river, or I see all the kids. I didn't want to kill them. I had to. They made me, like, stuff like that. And it's just so many people are out there carrying these with them that we don't even know about.
Yep. Okay, gas prices, listen up. Maybe this is good news. You may see some relief at the pump, according to some analysts, in the coming days. National average is $4.97 a gallon at the moment. So this comes from a fellow who runs Lipow Oil Associates, which is a consulting firm based in Houston that analyzes what's going on in terms of oil and gas prices for investors and also for those of us who have to go to the pump. He says that prices have dropped 5 cents a gallon in the next 7 days. And in the next 7 days after that, 10 cents a gallon. So apparently the apex has been hit, Jay. And this is going to affect the reason that they're going down is because not many people are buying less gasoline. If there's less demand, then the prices have to go down. And a lot of this guy theorizes that the reason for that is because of the interest rates. And people just say, I don't have the money to go driving here and there. So let's see if that shakes out. 10 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, it's 53 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally we would find Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show. We don't seem to be able to make that connection, at least at the moment, so I thought, Jay, it would still be appropriate for us to talk about some issues that have to do with your favorite furry friend.
Oh, yes.
How about your furry
Personally speaking?
Yeah.
Our Daisy. I just love how we both have dogs named
Daisy. You have Daisy. I have Daisy.
I have
you
to knew tell Daisy. You something.
Like I know Daisy.
My Daisy bit my Mac last week. It was she didn't draw blood. It was a whole horrible situation, and it just absolutely broke our hearts because you never want something like that to happen. But she's a Beagle Jack Russell mix, and she's terrified of kids. She always has kind of been because there's been bad experiences where a child has caused her to feel pain. Not on purpose, but my youngest niece at one time was trying to pet her and was a little too rough with her ears. Another time I was walking her and some neighborhood kids got excited because they saw a dog, and clearly their parents never taught them to don't run up on a dog. And they all ran up on her really quick and were trying to pet her and, again, hurt her ears. And I scooped her up real quick, but she's very timid around children. We usually just kind of keep her and Mac apart, but she can be nice to him. She loves what he's eating because he shares his food with her. But they can be very sweet with each other. But there was just one day last week where she was not having it, and he didn't even do anything. He was walking past her, and she just kind of turned around and got his whole arm in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in that circumstance would get rid of the dog. They would either destroy the dog or they would put it up for adoption. You do not choose to do that, and I'm with you. But I don't know, how do you How do you find a comfort zone with that circumstance, though?
For us, it's accepting responsibility that my husband and I, we are the adults. We are the adult humans, and we need to do a better job of just monitoring them. They cannot be in close proximity together without one of us between them. Just making sure that both of them feel safe, both of them are safe. We've taught Mac that when she's eating or at her water dish, leave her alone so she knows she's fine doing that. And when she goes into her bed, that's when you leave Daisy alone. So if she's in her bed, he'll leave her alone. So that's kind of her safe spot. And if he is running around playing and we see her getting antsy, we'll tell her, go get in your bed. Like, you can go in your bed. Or we tell her, walk away. You can go somewhere else. And she does. She's such a good girl. She's so sweet. She is our child, too. She's our dog.
Yeah.
And we understand that she is also an animal, and she could actually bite him and break skin. She could bite us at any given time and break skin. He could do something and cause her harm as well. So we're just owning up to the responsibility that we play in this whole storyline and doing our part in paying better attention and, again, just being between them.
You know, I think about this. My son reminds me the animals in my life become like humans. The cows, I humanize them and treat them like family. The dogs, the closeness that I feel to Daisy, closeness I felt to Charlotte, and other dogs. Charlotte was more unique in my life than any other being, save my children. And I say that there was something, there was a bond. And now Daisy, who's another English bulldog, completely different in personality from Charlotte. Charlotte didn't have the original, you know, the trauma that Daisy went through in the cage for 2.5 years at the puppy mill. That's a whole different, you know, that sets your head into a different place.
Oh, for sure.
And so you don't really know what she went through. So I guard her from situations, and I treat her as a human being. You hear me talking to her here in the studio. She comes in. Charlotte used to come into my studio and she had a big chair. She'd go in, and Jennifer used to laugh because she'd snore and you could hear her on the air.
That's cute.
Daisy doesn't do that. She comes in and she wants me to pay attention to her. She'll sit behind me, and I was thinking about putting a chair in here because I think she probably would jump into it and stay there. But it's just these people, see, there it is, people. I talk about the dogs as if they were people. And yet Daisy does stuff. You know, she growls sometimes at people who remind her. I know enough about her past to know that she's experienced. She looks at somebody and says, oh, that guy looks like the guy that abused me, so I'm going to growl at him. You know, that kind of stuff. And Brendan says to me all the time, Dad, you forget that she's a dog. Not a put down, although sometimes I take it as that way. If she's a dog, we love her. Brendan cried for 2 days when he had to put Frankie to sleep last year. So, you know, it's
just awful.
It is. So, anyway, it certainly is food for thought as to how you view your animals and take care of them, for sure. 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.